Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Mark will be happy you gave the 1, 2, 3 this time.
Balls, balls, balls.
Why don't we hear ourselves in that? Can you guys hear us?
Hello. Perfect.
Okay. Oh, okay. Command plus 2 is what Romo said, whatever that is.
I don't even know what that means. Okay, so...
1 minute to go. Welcome to the pre-show. Behind the poo curtain.
The 40-second pre-show. You guys, we seriously got this in like...
Under the wire.
1 minute and 10 seconds.
Are you recording?
Yes, I'm actually recording now.
Yeah, Ricky kind of forgot about the whole IP address change and then couldn't find where the IP address went. Mm-hmm.
And nobody responded. I couldn't get anybody to respond to me through email or through Twitter. So,
yes, welcome to the Wednesday night train wreck
from Veritable Virgo. And Mark, no, my trash is still needing to be taken out.
Please, I take it out because I always go down the
Hi,
stairs.
Mark.
Wow, I think you almost shook things off our buffet.
Careful.
By stomping for...
It's 8 o'clock.
Oh my God, it's 8 o'clock.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2013.
And you're listening to episode 483, part 1 of the April Live Show, and 42.
I was just going to say we probably just do all one long episode.
No. I sent you two.
All right. First, I did forget. Second, the IP address is not listed on the Facebook page because I checked.
Yeah, but...
Someone had to send it to me.
But half the battle was you trying to figure out where it goes.
Well, I figured it out. I had to do some research on the dictionary called Google.
Oh, well, I'm glad you find it. You did it in time, though, which really is all that matters.
Yes, exactly. And everything's working, so we're good, right?
And I'm glad somebody agrees with me. He said, Veritable Virgo said, with a group this size, the admin probably shouldn't have sent a message around all podcasters.
Well, you know what?
Well, I don't think they have everybody's email addresses, and I don't know.
We figured it out. Yeah.
There's a bunch of people, so...
I'm just glad I'm not the only person that thinks like that.
I would have rather them maybe put it on the Facebook page so that people can get to it, because, I mean, they can't log on without the password anyway, right? So, whatever. Oh, okay. So, what's going on, you guys? It's been 2 weeks since we recorded.
Yeah, sorry about it.
Waylon almost wasn't here today.
I wasn't almost here today, but here I am. I had to work
here
and let down the lady of the labia. Work got in the way, so I was not able to go with Nurse Lori to check out a second reception location for their wedding this summer. Well, they already know they're having it there, but... I'm always too lazy, Veritable, but that's not why I wasn't here last week and why I almost was late today.
Thank you for sending the email to me, Nessa. I got that just now. Thank you.
Is she in? No, she's not.
No, but I got the email. So when she hears this, she'll know. You were actually the only person besides Romo that responded to me.
In the 5 seconds.
And then just for all of our listeners, we appreciate that you're here. And also, I do know that Matthew Raving Rindle Ullman from Chaotic Ravings never remembers that we're here. But we have been recording religiously the third Wednesday of every month.
And when we say religiously, we really mean the last 3 months. When we originally started, like in August, I think. Because I don't think we did it. I think did it in August, and then we didn't do it again until December, I think.
No, I thought we...
But we were busy.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, it's on the calendar.
It is on the calendar now.
And, you know, and I'm glad that they're chatting away in the room. I'm not too sure that I like that everyone knows that Mark downstairs is actually the Mark that lives below us. And now people are trying to get Toppy Smelly stories about us. But I can tell you
that
if he hears anyone having sex, he has already commented that it's not us, that there are some screamers in this building and he knows who they are.
Get it.
Mm, I want to know who they are.
No.
Not on air.
Yes. So,
especially not right now. Our back door is open.
Not so, on air. Who cares?
And so is theirs.
Oh. So, is it them?
Yes.
And he can hear diagonal all the way down?
No, in the front. Because remember how you can't hear anything in our apartment, mm-hmm. but if you're in the hallway or anywhere near the front door, you can hear everything?
So he goes up and puts his ear to the door.
I'm going to say this quietly so they don't hear it, but they're moving. Thank you, Mark, for pointing that out.
The people right next door are moving to you?
Yes. They're the ones that we try to get other friends to come in, but then it never worked out. Yeah. We try to get Adam and George.
Right. Well, that could possibly still work out.
No, they don't. Oh,
they've already rented it.
Oh, they didn't want it?
They've already rented it. Not the end, because, well, this isn't a story for this podcast, because these fucking people don't care.
Yes, they do.
It has to do with leases lining up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And if the only the only way that George was willing to pay the extra while he finished his lease was if they were going to buy, which is what they're looking into.
Right.
They're not looking to rent anymore.
Oh my God, I would be so scared to buy. So. I don't know. Because I always
swear, I don't know. I think Mark may put his ear to Ricky's back door.
No, he does not.
We'll see. He's never actually met Ricky.
He hasn't. I think I've seen him outside.
He keeps telling, and he'll tell us in this room too, that we keep saying that one day we should invite him up to be a guest.
Oh, can't do that.
But he's not coming today. This house is a wreck. And he's never been in our apartment.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but
hey,
it's
you know
a little
what?
Different.
We've got drag all over the place.
Excuse me. My ironing board's out. My sewing machine's out.
Everything's out.
It is. It'll be clean tomorrow because we have a special guest this weekend. So
who?
Her name is Paige. She is one of my
gal
pals. Okay. She's sassy.
She's like your wine buddy, right? Is she the one you're always talking about wine about?
I guess she's more...
The sassy girl on Facebook, right?
She's an alcoholic.
When you do the e-cards.
Yeah, but it's usually not about wine. It's usually about being a drunk bitch.
Perfect Square, how dare you? Our apartment does not smell of garbage.
It doesn't.
We do have stinky garbage.
We do, but it's closed up.
It smells like a picnic and a barbecue right now.
Yeah, because you have both. We have both candles and hamburgers.
I smell pie.
You smell the London Fog candle that we got from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Which is lemon and Earl Grey
tea. It's an interesting smell.
What I was going to say, we can invite him up to our podcast if he lets us go downstairs and do inspirational talking to some of his listeners. Because I have some inspiration.
First of all.
I don't think he's going to let you do that.
First of all, people pay him for his services. And I think he probably tells people to not listen to the likes of you.
Oh, they totally should listen to me.
Debbie,
depends on what they're talking about. Like, if it's about, I don't know, wanting to live, then it's probably not the best subject to talk about with me. Exactly. Well, do you have like stabby hate on there?
Stabby hate?
Yeah. Do you have like psycho or something?
Oh, I do, I think.
So
it's a little late. Never mind.
So speaking of psycho, you're psychotic and we're almost at the 500th episode.
I know.
I think we should like have a break in between 499 and 500.
Isn't that what you normally do?
<Just kidding. laughs> We'll make a decision if we're going to do a 500th episode.
We'll just skip right to 501.
Right.
We'll do a what?
Love those jeans.
What is it? The big fatty episode of silence.
Oh, the 20 minute episode of silence.
Yeah, maybe we'll just do one of those for the 500.
For the first Pride 48. The first 20 minutes of Pride 48 was complete silence.
Yeah.
Pride 48, you guys. I can't wait to go.
Foul Monkeys, the missing episode.
Which one?
There's actually a couple missing episodes. There's some episodes that were never published.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is this back in your dramatic days in Florida?
In Florida. Mm. Mm-hmm. There are a few episodes that were ixnayed because of subject matter or hatred.
Volga.
Pride 48 this year, you guys, you should come. We're going to be there.
Yes. And he's in the room, or he was in the room. Yes.
Taylor. From Pod is my co-pilot and those three people.
They'll actually be there. We'll get to meet them in person.
Bradley, I'll get to meet them for the person for like the 500th time.
Well, true. But now he'll decide in person if Taylor still wants to spit roast the both of us.
Is Babalu coming?
No, I think it was just me.
Oh, that was just you?
That was just me.
Get into it.
No, I'm pretty sure it was both of you.
No, I don't think so.
Taylor, I don't know if you're actually listening.
He's not.
Because since I know that you were 40 minutes early.
Oh, he is listening. He said, yay.
Sorry.
So, Taylor, did you want to spit roast just Brett James LeRoy? Or did you want to do both of us?
Don't lie.
Because he thinks it's only him.
And is Babalu coming?
And it could be the Eiffel Tower. I believe all of them are coming.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Babalu.
So, have you wrecked your car again?
Why do you want bad luck to happen to me?
Well, it's because every show that we've had, you've talked about something.
No, let me tell you about bad luck. All right, you know this finger right here is real ugly right now because, you know, I smashed it and like the half of the fingernail's coming off.
Sure, sure.
Last night, I was trying to get Ivy out of her cage and I went to put my hand in her cage and my whole thumbnail, well, not whole, all of it, but like right here, the wire went all the way under my
yes, I did know about that because right before we went to
Brad read
your post and then laughed out loud and then we turned the lights off and went to bed.
Good night. It hurt so bad that I
thanks
had to
perfect
sit,
square. That was a good picture to put in there.
I had to sit down and like keep myself from throwing up, and I could not look at my finger. Like I was like, oh my god. I was like, Tony, whoa. I said, is my fingernail still there? Because I refused to look at it. And he was like, yeah, but you probably don't look at it. I was like, ooh. And I looked down and my fingernail was folded back. And I was like, oh my God. It's like my worst nightmare. Besides my teeth falling out.
I just realized Sister Purity is in the chat room. This is, I think, her first time ever listening to a Foul Monkeys show.
Who's Sister Purity?
That is my sister, my BFF, my one and only.
Way to call her out. I'm sure she's pissed.
Jason from Indianapolis, the partner to David, who is the...
Oh, the one that was bitching because he didn't want to be here.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, he's nice.
So, welcome, Purity.
I talked to him at your birthday.
Podcast virgin.
She's a podcast virgin.
Get it.
In general. Hey. Which I'm actually really surprised about because...
We're awesome.
Sister Purity knows a lot. I'm talking about us. Sister Purity knows a lot about pop culture.
Y'all's house is so dirty, it's giving me rashes.
It is not that kind of dirty.
Get your life.
First of all, I'm talking about Sister Purity right now, so shut the fuck up.
.com.
Anyway, she knows a lot about, you know, comics and things like that. So I'm really surprised that she actually has never listened to a professional podcast about one of those.
Have you gotten your tickets to the R2D2 convention or whatever that's called?
No, because
CE2D something.
No, because I actually will be visiting Sister Purity.
Why is that? Why aren't they here? If they're in the comics and stuff.
Well, one, it's his birthday.
So he's gonna have to ruin it for everybody?
Two, they got other shit to do, and they just came up for my birthday. So we're going down to see them, and I'm also going down to see my mama.
Oh, yeah, you're going to give her the tamales.
Yes, and I get my birthday presents from her. And then we're going to go to Indy, and we'll visit with Sister Purity.
In Indianapolis. So you'll visit cows and squirrels.
Squirrels and cows.
Because it's country.
There's squirrels here. I see squirrels on the roof across from our dining room window
Indy's
all the time.
Indy's not so country. You pass through
I'm just making fun of it because it's kind of small, the city.
Indianapolis?
Yeah. When I passed it in my truck, I was like, oh, that's cute.
Where did you move from? Because I guarantee you it's a couple times larger than where you came from.
Yeah.
It's probably the same size as Tampa, right?
No.
I don't know.
Let's look this up. Tampa, Florida.
Oh, RC, that asshole guy. is in the room. RC, I think we talked. Oh, that's an evil squirrel. We did finally get your cherry bounce. Everyone liked it more than they thought.
We talked about it on the last show.
I know, except how long since you're in the room will it last? Because those cherries look a little gray. Though it still tastes really good. Yes.
So Tampa, Florida is 346,037 people, according to Wikipedia in 2011. And Indianapolis.
Is that downtown Tampa?
It's probably Tampa proper. So they're not talking about Tampa St. Pete.
And then Indianapolis proper 829,718.
And that's not including the suburbs that really is Indianapolis.
GetYourLife.com.
Jesus, you are talking more and more like a drag queen and hood rat.
Thank
because
you.
Because I picked him up.
And from, hood rat.
Yes, I picked him up from school today and he's like using the wrong verb tense. Sleep.
He's getting his Spanish mixed up.
No, I'm talking Rob.
He were doing it.
That kind of shit.
No. Oh.
Way to go.
We're back.
Way to go.
And we're back.
No, he wasn't.
And then he's like, what did you say though?
Gerd alerts.
What did you say?
That is more better.
That is more better. And I'm like, excuse me, more better?
I was so yes. flustered. I had to
tell Romo, better. He's speaking your language.
Uh-huh. Well,
I was dealing with...
racist.
That was not racist.
Yes, it...
Why is it racist? He's Southern.
Never mind.
I do work it. You better believe it.
But yes.
Anyway,
James,
he's
talking
had
drag queen.
I had probably one of the craziest groups assigned to me for speech class. And we're supposed to be doing this
in groups of speech for speech.
Oh my God, don't even get me started. We have a group presentation on how to basically we're saying that the panda now is not extinct. And now the WWF is looking for a new spokes animal. We're supposed to make a persuasive
speech. Romo says, I am straight projectbitch.com.
Net.
Oh, .net.
Net. Shit, girl. And the people that I have in my group are completely, except for one girl, out of the four of us, two of them are completely ghetto. One of them is slow as shit. She is, I think, in her 30s or 40s. She doesn't know how to work computers. I don't know how the hell she got into school here without doing that because she had to take placement exams on the computer. And she is, well, they is, you know, they is looking about the Tigers and, you know, the Russians. And I was just sitting here thinking, what the hell are you trying to say?
Oh my God. And you have to give a speech. Can I be there?
It's probably going to be recorded. Yeah. So I basically caught the bug.
So Brad will be bringing out a mandolin again this weekend.
But not performing, right?
No. So if anyone is in Chicago, the third Saturday of May, you should go to the Call Bar at kind of the corner or in between Ashland and Clark on Bryn Mawr.
By the way, this is May
18th. You'll see a big-ass McDonald's.
Yes. Bradley will be performing as a mandolin.
Oh, in May.
In May. And he'll actually be doing more than... I'm more curious about how we're getting all the costumes since it takes us a month to get ready for him just dressing in drag for the theme each month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going
to
be exciting.
How many costumes do you have to have?
Well, he'll probably do two numbers and a group number.
Yeah.
And so you have to have three costumes?
Three or four?
First of all, if he came out and did two songs with one costume...
I'd be boobies.
Nobody knows him. You would make fun of him. You would make fun of him.
So, it's this fucking old bitch that's at the call who always complains and...
Wait, should you be talking about that if people listen?
They don't know who that is. Anyway, it's basically... she has complained and is saying that she's better than everyone at the call and she does drag better, but she's like, I don't do costume changes for my numbers.
And do I know? Have I seen this person?
He's an old fuddy-duddy.
Is that the right link?
I just pasted. Yeah.
Okay, it is. Cool.
I
no worries. No worries.
I know how to work a computer.
I don't remember making it that URL.
Speaking of Bear Pride, I'm reading this. Do we need to start working on that?
Well, I think that there have been a little bit of some miscommunication, and I don't think we're doing squat.
Yeah.
Because we could still do a live recording from there, but we have to tell them what equipment we need, and that's just a hot mess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, we probably do need to ask if we're doing the bus thing again, but as of right now, I'm kind of doubting it, since that's like in 4 weeks. But one of the listeners that's in the chat room... he will be there.
And who is this? Jim from Massachusetts?
Yes. It'll be him and his partner's first time at Bear Pride, so we'll actually get to meet him.
Oh, well, bring your Lysol.
It is not that bad. You've actually never spent the whole weekend there. I even gave you...
Yeah, we gave
you had a
pass.
Run pass last year for free.
No, he paid $50.
Or SU paid $50 for this, right? But you didn't show up to anything but like maybe one dance, if you even showed up to that last year. Oh, no, you did show up to that last year, which we'll just leave that at that. Back when it was dramatic. Huzzah! I'm getting the evil eye. But anyway.
Thanks, Toppy Smelly, for liking a mandolin.
You didn't use it.
So. Well...
And we had a room. We had alcohol. You could have spent some time there drinking.
Well, I did.
How dare you, perfect square? That is not how I look.
Notice a little like Ricky looks when he puts on one of a mandolin's wigs.
That's rude.
I'm speechless.
Uh-oh, RB is my man's in the room.
Do we know
that's Ed?
Because
I'm his man. Did you hear the latest show about how I'm Mark is on the pedestal where he is, and then right below Mark is me.
You know,
and then Romo said I'm a big white bitch and I need to be knocked off my pedestal.
You do. Well, I agree with Romo.
No, I've not listened to that episode because I'm behind because I've been too busy with my stressful job, which I can't wait to start my new one. But I would agree with Romo. I would agree.
That's rude.
Misogynist.
Funny.
Whatevs.
What has been going on with you, Ricky?
Not a lot.
Do we actually
working.
Have a what's the word? A notes, because I haven't pulled it.
No.
Oh, Evernote? No. Oh, I did put some. Oh, you guys, the bombing.
Oh, yes.
God, way to bring it down.
We'd be remiss not to discuss that. That is a shame, especially since, well, no, it's still a shame. But before we logged on, I think someone did. Didn't they finally say that they'd actually maybe have a suspect?
I don't know. I can't trust the news now.
The news has it all fucked up. And then I was reading it and they said the FBI or whoever said we do not have someone under arrest.
And I love what one of our spinoff said, which was 2013, the year.
The news broke.
The year the news broke. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything.
I think it actually was CNN that fucked it up, Romo.
Romo, it was CNN that fucked it up. I think everyone fucked it. There were several people fucked it up.
Because what happens is instead of waiting for the details, they go on Twitter and see what everybody else is saying.
Yeah. So anyway, it's definitely a shame, and it's just crazy that yet it's another act of terrorism on our soil, even though I'm sure it's someone from within our own.
I can't believe they had no idea it was going to happen.
Was so offended.
I mean, come on now.
Wait, what do you mean, come on now? There were no notes or anything beforehand.
I know, but you know how the government's all in up everybody's business. I mean, you would think they would have something.
I was offended.
Why? We don't even know who it is yet.
What I'm saying is I'm surprised they didn't find out about it before it actually happened.
Why? This should...
Because they're always up in everybody else's business, like in people's emails and listening conversations.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus.
Conspiracies, hello. And now I was reading online that people were saying that there are actually a bunch of police officers there calming everyone down before the explosion. So they're like, why was there a bunch of police officers there and why were they calming people
down? First of all, I hate those stupid theories and whatnot. They piss me off even just listening to them. And yeah, Vertible, I saw that they had that, but they hadn't found it yet.
And this is a huge thing. Why weren't they already watching that area before?
By the way, so the listeners who aren't in the chat room that are listening to this post live show, Verdo Virgo said they have surveillance video of someone who dropped off a black duffel bag.
But you know what, though? I'm glad they have that, and it's good because they're going to catch him. But all of this talking about always, you know, why didn't, shouldn't, and things like this, what do you expect? You don't want government to be looking big brother at you. And then when they're not and they don't catch something like this, then everyone's bitching about the conspiracy theories and then why we didn't. And then it's all a big cover up and you're expecting that they should be. And I'm sure there were some safeguards, but the marathon is huge. Huge. What are you going to do? Start charging people to watch?
Wait, what's happening?
Okay.
So oh, my God. Who got that picture from me?
Probably from on Tumblr.
They probably did.
Wow. So, well, I guess that lightens the mood. Ricky.
Album art. Before we end this, though.
My God.
I was offended because somebody asked me about this. How they go, do you think it was someone who was Muslim?
No. Did you see where they had, there was a guy, a Saudi Arabian guy, and he was running because he was scared. And they were like pulling him down to the ground, like what are you doing? He's like, I'm fucking scared.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, trying to blame him. And then there were pictures on Twitter of people, of a picture of a guy on top of a rooftop. And I'm like, well, so people probably
Arby
watch
is
that.
My man wants to know where the lower pics are, which I find a little bit disgusting.
You can totally find those on Tumblr as well.
You probably could. Well, no, there's no naked.
Yes,
there's
there is.
No complete naked. There is not. There are no parts showing.
Bradley says there is.
No.
Are those your personal pics or the that he sent you or something on Tumblr?
I would never do that to you, Ricky.
Wait, so you actually have pictures of his business?
No, it was a joke.
Oh, look at this one showing his chest hair. Look how skinny you look in this picture.
Well, that's your old. Is that your? That's
right before I moved here. That's when I moved here.
Yeah.
Now I'm a fat ass. Thanks, Waylon. I get it.
Said you look thin here. I didn't say thinner. And guess you have love weight because you're dating an older Mexican who likes to feed you. Hence why he's called the provider.
Mark, you make a good point, and I did read this, that the bomb was the kind that was often used in Pakistan, so it did inspire some assumptions. There's also the crazy letters that were sent to a few people with the Riken shit,
and the senator and the president.
Yeah. And they said they made an arrest, and I got a note that popped up that said they were arresting somebody who was in Mississippi. That did it.
Well.
So anyway, yes.
Imagine that.
Definitely.
I bet it was a white supremacist.
My thoughts go out to the people who lost their lives.
Yes.
Especially little children that were there watching and the ones that lost legs and things like that. I mean, that's just awful. Awful, 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 awful. So yay, yay to spit roasting because that's a little more exciting than this conversation. So Brad, anything going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, Jim from Massachusetts says, my hubby works with a guy that lost his foot in the blast.
That's sad.
That is very sad.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No, nothing's really going on. I'm starting work back up, which is kind of a pain in the ass, dealing with school as well because it's five classes of school and then work.
You should go to work dressed up as a drag queen.
No, that's not going to happen.
I
could probably get fired.
Don't think that he'll sell too many.
No.
No. Do you realize that half of his place that he rents apartments are like
Republicans
and
rich as fuck,
rich as hell, whose kids are going to medical school at Northwestern, who are probably a Republican. And if they saw that the front office of the apartment that they're renting right next to
the Navy Pier,
is a drag queen.
Is that the one you're working at? The one next to the Navy Pier?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Dealing with this shit.
Why are you just starting it back up now?
Because that's when they need me.
No, because remember, it's just like last year. During the school, he focuses on school, except there's a weekend here and there. But school's over in May, so then he'll have the whole summer. So he'll work again for the summer.
Oh, yeah, I forget that.
And then once September comes around and school starts, he'll stop working again.
Also, one of the reasons is Northwestern has their open house for medical and law students. Mm-hmm. And that's when they usually look for apartments in the fall. So we get a really large influx during this weekend time. Between this and next weekend.
And then you become a rich biatch.
And
no, that commission actually goes for rent for the following Waylon months until I wait it. For my
Waylon likes
student loans
it
to come
when
in.
He works a lot.
Well, he's not going to have to do that now.
No, I'm going to
since someone is highfalutin and stuff now.
Highfalutin, I'm getting a 10% raise, which is nice. But no, there's no highfalutin. I got bills. He's now on my insurance too.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to be living in Evanston in a mansion.
Just blame me all.
Going to the Walker Brothers Pancake House.
Whatever. Are you jealous because my apartment's bigger?
Yes. I didn't touch anything.
I don't know either. Yeah.
Where
the hell is DeAndre?
What the fuck is this robo shit? I think I'm a mandolin. Found Monkeys Podcast Live now.
It's because it's usually done by Toppy Smelly, isn't it?
What the shit? And I'm going to say this. Lynn, L-Y-N-N. Two N's.
Okay. Don't queen it out,
so
okay,
speaking
girl?
Of him dressing up this weekend, you know that your fiance is a budding drag queen when you start hand-stitching costume pieces.
I want to say this. He offered...
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with me doing it because I did it. It's just I was
thanks
really
for fixing that.
Humored with myself, the fact that I am now hand stitching costumes using my college degree for once to make him costume pieces.
Your college degree was making costumes.
My college degree was theater and television arts, and I had to make costumes in order to graduate.
Your face.
That doesn't even sound real. That's a real degree.
Theater and television arts.
Well, I guess so.
And I have a degree in English and secondary education.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.